The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
I love everybody who's here with me. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen and you. As we go through the digs of the day, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her supporter in New York City, Mayor Blah Blah Blasio, taking a little heat today for a joke they made at a charity event. This was at the Inner Circle Show, which is a New York sort of comedic performance held for charity. Clinton set the joke up. Richie, you have the audio this
time. I just have to say, thanks for the endorsement, Bill. Took you long enough.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Hillary. I was running on CP time.
It's not. I don't like jokes like that, Bill. It's not.
Cautious politician time. I've been there.
All right.
Wow.
So this that CP time is a reference to stereotypical African American black people are always late sort of stuff.
Colored people time was the reference.
Colored people. CP is colored people. I was going
to hear the lead balloon when that was uttered out of his mouth. How it just sort of stopped for a second.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known what it meant, but the crowd certainly.
Me
did.
Me neither.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't have either.
I know that.
Frankly, I didn't know what it meant.
Well, I'll tell you, my wife is Colombian, and Colombian people time
is
definitely late.
Yeah.
Come up with something for me because I'm always a few minutes behind too.
So this was all scripted. The whole idea was it wasn't, maybe CP ought to stand for cautious politician.
Well, that's what Hillary came back
about,
and said.
How about criminal politicians?
Right.
So they're taking a lot of heat for this today, and de Blasio is, but now, after hearing it once or twice, I'm wondering whether it was all set up, because Hillary's really quick.
It was all set up.
And then also the guy who stars in Hamilton, the black guy, says, I don't like those kind of jokes.
Leslie Odom.
Yeah, so.
Who plays Aaron Burr. And,
Roberta, do you think it was all a setup?
Absolutely was all a setup.
Can you imagine if Donald Trump said that? Whether it was a setup or not.
Yeah, right. If Donald Trump had said that, the walls would come
down. He'd be hanging from a building. Yeah.
This is just a real double standard here.
This is the annual New York City Press Club dinner, the Inner Circle dinner, and I've been to them, and the whole idea of these skits is to be politically incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Because the press has a weird sense of humor, very, very black humor, because just like doctors do and EMS workers and police do, because you face so much stuff every day, so you develop this really very strange sense of humor. And I think this was just part of the whole thing.
And
in today's climate, it would just did not go over well.
Well, and also how it's being reported, because I agree with you. After looking at the story and after hearing the story, I think it was all scripted. But on the way in this morning, listening to the news, they're reporting it like de Blasio is a racist. He used the term CP time.
I'm no fan of blah, blah, blah. But I don't think he's that smart, frankly, to have figured it out without it being scripted. It sets a tone. We have strange tones in our country. Maybe it's the political season.
Everybody wants to be offended.
Well, look at the latest thing from Tennessee today. Yesterday, the House in Tennessee passed another one of these anti-LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transvestite pieces of legislation that basically jeopardizes access for anybody who isn't quote-unquote normal sexually to mental health treatment. I mean, what the hell is the matter with these people?
To mental health treatment?
Yes. There's all this legislation in the South, and people who are listening to this program in the South, you get upset with me, but what are you doing this for?
But isn't that kind of counterproductive?
It really is, because
if they consider this type of behavior as abnormal, which it is not.
Well, it is. I don't abnormal.
It's not. Health.
Yeah, it isn't that it's abnormal in my. It isn't what I pursue. It isn't what you pursue. But everybody has a right. This is a free country, and while people are free to express themselves, and why the Tennessee legislature is free to pass whatever it wants to, what are you afraid of? What's the problem? Why do you think that you should keep people who are lesbians or gays or bisexuals or transvestites from getting mental health? It's hard enough to get mental health access as it is in this country, but why would you want to...
Hey, can we talk about what this really is about, though?
I've the whole thing in what it's all about.
Well, I know, but this becomes an emotional topic because it's meant to push emotional buttons. What this does is it allows therapists and counselors to opt out of treating patients that they feel would violate their principles. Okay, so this is the same argument we've been having for a couple of years with the bakers. So the bakers that don't want to do a gay wedding cake, they are protected. They don't have to do a gay wedding cake. This is a thing for counselors.
I disagree.
Now, if you are a gay person and you go to a counselor who doesn't agree with your life and how you live your life, why would you want to go see that counselor anyway? You're not going to get good advice.
Yeah,
and why in the
point.
Heck would you want to force someone to treat you that doesn't want to be treating you in the first place? You're not going to get any care. I think
that is
a big deal about this is absolutely asinine.
But the other side, no, it isn't. Because in the other way of looking at it, the principle that people have, if you're in medical care or mental health care, it's different than running a bakery. If there's somebody who really needs help and you turn them away, you're violating what I think is your responsibility. You have you've taken an oath, sort of. You've got you have a piece of parchment that says you're qualified to do this, that, or the other thing. I think it is different than, especially if you're getting federal or state funds for operating your service. I think it's
entirely
different.
But here's the sticky slope:
the baker thing.
You can't make someone feel a certain way or be okay with a lifestyle.
You're right.
So why would you want to subject yourself? I'm taking the position of a gay person. Okay, why would you subject yourself to force someone to treat you who doesn't agree with how you're living? How does that help you?
No,
how does it help anybody?
But you shouldn't be legislating it. That's the whole point.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, this is a protection bill, though, against people who can say, look, I'm opting out because I can't treat you instead of being forced. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this.
I don't
so what's next? You're Jewish and I don't want to treat you?
You have to protect people's rights to not like who they don't like.
Now
that's part of being here.
No, if I own a business, if you own a business, if anybody owns a business, they cannot run their own business the way they see fit. So let's
this
take
is
all
not
the,
a business, though. This is a difference.
Yes, but it's not
a no,
same
it is
thing.
Business. If I own a business and all of a sudden they pass a law that says I have to bake my cakes to all be purple.
It's a different sort of... All right, let's everybody one at a time. The focus here is on what the end result is. Jennifer is 100% correct. Why the heck would you want to go to somebody who didn't want to help you or whose lifestyle, whatever lifestyle you're living, they didn't approve of? I buy into that 100%. But back to the legislation on this, why do you have to make it's like in your face stuff? That's what bothers me. And if there are lawsuits, have there been lawsuits? Is there a reason for this? Because somebody running one of these mental health institutions has said, no, I'm not going to treat you because you're a lesbian. And so the lesbian sued him. If that's the case, maybe there's a reason for this. But, you know, we just keep doing these sorts of things. And it always comes out of the South. And it just is troubling. But there is a difference here between the baker and the person who's providing some sort of medical
help. This is for therapists and counselors. This is not for hospitals. This is not for people. You know, this is for people who work
next?
As therapists. That is a small business, in my opinion.
Yeah,
what do you mean,
okay.
What's next?
We all have our own opinion,
what's
and that's
next?
Why they're good.
This hospital doesn't like people who have had abortions, so we're not going to treat them?
Yep.
Look, I would guess there are Catholic hospitals out there.
Yeah.
They're Catholic hospitals that will turn you away.
Yeah.
No, Roberta, saying you have an abortion, but you've had one, so you're a sinner, so no, I'm not going to treat you because you're a sinner.
Yeah,
Roberta, you are a landlord.
That's ridiculous.
Do you want to reserve the right to be able to say no to somebody that you don't want living in your house?
Let's put it this way. There are ways of doing things that you don't have to legislate a law. I
agree.
There are laws that you can pass.
Yes.
But why legislate all this stuff?
But if I wanted to move into your house and you didn't like me for one reason or another, be it because
I don't like you anyway, so you're not moving into my house.
Exactly. So if you didn't want me to live in your house, I would sue you.
You're Republican, you.
Yeah. I would sue you. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
You're funny.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, a couple of bad news bear stories for Roberta. The Walking Dead finale had bad ratings. You loved The Walking Dead.
Bad ratings or people were, it was very controversial.
Down 10% in total viewers since the beginning of the season. Still, they did pretty well, Jennifer. They had 14 million people watching this thing.
Yeah. It was down, but they still have a ton of people, especially for a cable show. I mean, that's
a perfect show for it. It really is a perfect show for Roberta. And then from The Walking Dead.
It's like what I face every morning here.
Yeah. The Vampire Diaries is going away. Did you know that? They're going to not produce any more Vampire Diaries.
I never watched a single episode of that. Was that any good? Anybody watch that?
On the CW? Did you like The Vampire? You didn't watch that? I thought you liked all these vampire shows. No, what was wrong with
that? There's too many. There's too many to keep up with, right? Yeah.
Really?
There's a lot of vampire shows.
They've overdone a good thing? That's hard to say. They've over too much of a good thing. Too many vampires. And now they're going to get rid of the vampire guy. I don't even understand what it is about. And to get what we were talking about earlier about watching this stuff before you go to bed, can you imagine what's going on in people's minds after they watch this crap on TV and go to sleep? 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, it's time once again for us to visit the music closet here on Good Day with
this
a review.
Keep in mind, by the way.
Yes, right.
The top five songs. I used to love this song. Forgot.
Really, Atlantic Star, okay. Number five during classic this week band. In 1992 with a song called Masterpiece. Why do you say it's a classic band, Richie?
Well, back in the 80s, they were one of the big R&B kind of soul bands, and I remember being, you know, back in my bar hopping days in Georgetown, they would close the bars out at 2 o'clock in the morning, and this would be the one that you would go dance to as the last song of the night.
Uh-huh. Really, it's the last dance. Yeah. So anyway, we're into the music from 1992, concentrating on this song, which was number five. So I guess in the natural progression of things, if we're going to move to at number one, we ought to go from number five to number four, Richie. This is Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody was number four this week. 1992 is the year.
Now you say to yourself, why would Queen be at the top of the charts in 1992 with a 15-year-old song?
There's some show.
Yeah, maybe,
right. Party on, Wayne.
Party time. Excellent.
Party on, Garth.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so crank it up.
The movie was huge.
Song's had a lot of airplay over the years.
Had a lot of miles.
Yeah. My time has come. All right, Roberta, listen to these lyrics. Your time has come. I was never a big fan of Queen, but I've always liked this song.
My kids love Queen.
Really?
Yeah.
Mama became more popular in the 90s than it was when it first came out.
Oh, without a doubt.
That happens a lot.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Doug, if you want to have just 2 or 3 minutes of absolute fun,
yeah,
go watch the Muppets version of this.
Oh, yeah. I think we played a bit of it one time.
It is hysterical.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely fun.
All right, so that's number four this week in 1992. Moving to the number three position, Christopher Cross. No, this is not Christopher Cross.
No.
This is Chris.
Chris Cross.
Cross.
Right. Make you jump, jump.
Jump, jump. I don't know this song.
I do.
I'm sure you do.
Big hit. These kids were like 11 or 12 years old and they wore their clothes backwards.
Really? How clever.
One is dead now.
Really? How come? What happened?
I don't know. why he died. Maybe drugs, maybe something. He's really young in his 20s.
Maybe if he had his clothes on back, he couldn't get to the bathroom in time.
Oh,
quiet, Roberta, will you please? Chris, so I did the obvious thing for somebody like me, Richie, and Roberta. We remember Christopher Cross, but it was spelled with a C. This is a K. I figured somebody was trying to be cute with me because I really don't know. Tell us the story of Chris Cross, will you, Jen Jen?
I pretty much just did. They were young kids. they were probably my age when they were popular, so they were like, they were pretty young when this was out, and they would wear their clothes backwards.
What happened to them is more than...
This was their big hit. They were actually part of... they were discovered, actually, now that I'm remembering, discovered by... Oh, no, that was another bad creation. Yeah, I don't know about these guys.
All right, okay.
I thought it was going to be Michael Bivins.
Too much time on it.
Yeah,
anyway.
But this is a great song. Listen to it all.
Number two is a profound song. Eric Clapton and the story of his baby.
Way to kill the mood after Chris Brown. Come on.
This was an important piece of music for him, I thought.
Well, what? Eric Clapton was a force in music for 30 years, and it took his son falling out of a window for anybody to recognize him in the Grammys.
Yeah.
This is his first Grammy, and it irks me to no end.
Wow, that is annoying.
That had to happen for the Grammys to nominate him.
Yeah.
What a tender song. That's what I've always taken away from hearing this. All right, listen to this for a second. Tears in Heaven. Yeah, this is a horrible story. My God. All right, so let's get to, are we late here? We are.
We're late, but, Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, number one, save the best for last.
Good one.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows this song. Every AC station in the country plays this 13 times a day.
What a career this woman has had, huh?
Yeah, she's very smart.
Good Lord.
She's done a great job acting, singing, that sort of thing.
To hit.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops. All those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hopefully is one of the better parts of your day. 33 after the hour. This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. That's me. And my friends Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Richie McFadden, and our friends the Chinese. There are always things to know and love about the Chinese. And then there are things to be disturbed about when it comes to the Chinese. Here's the latest news from China. There are a lot of people, and I would be one of them. Many of the things that go on in China don't affect us, and even though they make for front page headlines, oftentimes the stories are bogus. There's a great story, 60 Minutes this past Sunday, a story about the movie industry in China and how it was burgeoning and people becoming jillionaires making movies over there and competing with Hollywood, The Chinese, there's just no comparison in many ways to what goes on over there, even though a lot of people in the world want to compare our economies and the people and all of the things that go on. This is something that ought to concern all of us. You know how I am focused as a farmer on the food supply. I'm very interested in promoting the locavore movement. I don't like GMO foods. I don't like any of those companies that are always trying to control what our food supply is. Now, if you fast forward to the discussion of Monsanto and other big companies, Dow, DuPont, ADM, all want to pass this Trans-Pacific Partnership Bill. You're familiar with the political ramifications of this. Some of one party like it, others and other parties don't like it. This is just plain death-defying. If you want to really screw up, I was about to use another word, Richie, and I'm glad that I edited it as it was coming out.
Fingers
you want
always
to really
on the button.
Mess things up here. Listen to what's going on this week. In a study which has been released about the water in China, more than 80% of the water used by farms
and factories and households in most of China is unfit for drinking, for bathing in, or any other use because of contamination from Chinese industry. The stats reported in the Chinese media for the first time, so they're at least raising the alarm themselves internally. It's usually been outside influence and outside forces that have brought this to the attention of the rest of the world. But now, the people there, you see, they're getting... This is why communism will die over there sooner probably than later. Because people are now beginning to realize they have intelligence, they are getting education, they're making money, they're buying Buicks, they're eating fast food, they're doing all kinds of other things.
They're buying Buicks.
Buick's number one car, most popular car in China. You didn't know
really?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They love the Ruick.
Right. Yeah. The Ruick. So anyway, but we have this mania, these morons from Monsanto who are buying their way into our usual process here, the legislative process, and influencing voting on things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because it's good for them to sell lots of seed, farmers grow stuff and ship it over to China. But what it doesn't tell you, or what you don't know, is that in turn, we're going to get a lot of stuff from China that we have no interest if we really bear down into it. We're going to become legally, we're going to become required to buy things from the Chinese. If they buy stuff from us, then we're going to be required to buy things from them under the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You want to buy food? You want to have access to
stuff? They don't buy anything from us.
Contaminated by the industries that pollute everything, the air, the water, everything there. They don't buy anything from us. What do you mean? They buy a lot of food from us. Buy tons of food.
Yeah, but I mean, the trade deficit with China is...
Well, but okay, but we have had incidents, wasn't it, last year or the year before, when the 747s were bringing milk over here from the Chinese farms that were filled with melamine and other... Is that how you pronounce it? Melamine, right? And they want to export their corn. They want to export their wheat. They want to do all of this stuff. And maybe it doesn't even come to America. And it isn't going to go to Canada because the Canadians already said, no, we're not doing this. But it could go to Mexico, end up in Europe. Who knows where it goes? And that's why we look at these things and we just look at the bottom line, the dollar bills. This is a very dangerous, very bad trade agreement. And it is the situation in China, because now they've, even though their industry is slowing down the last 10, 15 years, their industrial output has hugely increased.
You ready for this?
What?
Trade deficit with China was $365 billion in 2015. That's what we bought from them.
Yeah.
How much do you think they bought from us?
Probably half of that or less.
Yeah, $116 billion.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's what Trump talks about in every single debate. Yeah, trade deficit.
This is where I think trade Trump would be good. Yeah. One of the few things I would like Trump to sit in the office for.
All right, so speaking of Trump, he and Hillary Clinton hold big leads in New York. The primary is next week. Are you still a voter in New York? You're voting in New Orleans? You're voting both places?
No, I vote in Louisiana.
Louisiana,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's your primary?
We already had it.
It's done.
Oh, okay.
It's done.
I thought it was still to be had. All right, so anyway, now apparently Mrs. Clinton thinks she's going to win, and she also thinks that Trump is going to win, because she released a really negative ad about Trump.
About that? Because every indication you get from the media and from the right is that Trump has a prayer to win, because it's going to go to a convention and somehow either Cruz will out-negotiate him with delegates or another candidate will get dropped by the RNC.
He's not going to get to 1237.
But then you have Hillary Clinton running against Trump already. I mean, she's politically savvy. Why is she making that decision, I wonder?
Maybe she knows something that we don't.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering why she's doing that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think she's got to assume at this point and prepare for who could be the candidate.
Yeah.
And until there's another option, she goes at the head of the
horse. There's more to it than that. They don't spend their money unless there's a reason for it.
I think the Trump thing is a total setup by the Clintons, because they're very good friends, Trump and the Clintons.
So this is a whole big deal.
Big setup in order for Hillary Clinton to win.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
But I don't think Trump is going to be the candidate. I mean, sadly, I'd like to see him be the candidate because I'm going to vote for him. But, I mean, at this point, if he doesn't come away clean with 1237, everybody is going to do everything they can to prevent him from being the candidate. And in the first round of voting, everybody has to vote for whoever their state voted for, okay? And then in the second round of voting, Ted Cruz is really set up to, he's gone to the delegates to, I mean, he's done a lot of crafty stuff. And so my guess is that it would be Ted Cruz. But then I was listening last night to someone, I can't even remember who, chatting about the possibility of Rubio and Kasich somehow being able to, to do a joint ticket and stay in it. Because the RNC feels that Rubio and Kasich are the only ones that can beat him, which I totally disagree with.
I'm talking about it would be 65% for Hillary and 30 if those guys are lucky to get 30% of the vote.
I still think of all the people that are known to us right now, the only electable one is Donald Trump, because people forget that this is not, think about this though, Rich, it's not a popular vote, okay, so it's delivered on the Electoral College. So you figure the Republican states are going to stay red, the Democratic states are going to stay blue. The states that will determine the presidential election are Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Not Texas. I don't believe that to be true. I believe it because that's going to be a red state. Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania. And then you have the potential of Trump, who has popularity in New York, to turn New York from blue to red, because Hillary Clinton is not very well liked in New York and Donald Trump is. So to me, that tells me if you look at the current system, that is the candidate that is the most electable because he does well in all four of those states.
And all that is fine and well if the red states turn out the vote, which they won't because Trump disliked by the majority of the
people. No, he's disliked by the establishment type.
That's a news media hype.
I'm the base, and I don't like
The evangelicals will come out, which they never do. I mean, he brings people out that don't normally vote. He'll bring out independents and Democrats.
There are a lot of Democrats who want to vote for him. Anyway.
Done if he gets in.
You believe this? Roberta and I are actually on the same team for once.
But now we need to take a breath. It's 43. We need to break here after that statement.
Paul Ryan, come on.
43 past the hour on Good Day.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence. But is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com/life.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Jiminy Christmas, you people.
Wow. I'm sorry. We're not supposed to be
Oh, my God. No. 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 47 past the hour.
My God. Oh, wow.
Oh, what goes on behind the scenes?
Oh, my God. Okay.
You shouldn't do that when we're coming back.
No, you shouldn't. People are all wondering, what did you really? Just think of whatever the most gross thing you can imagine Roberta to talk about. That's what it was. Okay, moving on. There's some good news from the Middle East today. There's a report that Daesh has lost a lot of support among young Arab adults. Overwhelming majorities, in fact, of 80%. Arab teenagers, 80%, say they would rule out any possibility of supporting these people under any circumstance, even if they were to renounce their brutal tactics. 60% expressed that view last year, so it's up 20% from the same time last year. For those of you who think all of the Muslims are baddies, they are not. It's just that we have so much focus. I'm not saying that they've done enough to control or curtail the activities among themselves. I think they have not, by any stretch of the imagination. And if you see the 60 Minutes, somebody sent me... I think there was a comment, I'm not sure, facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter, or I got an email about my comments yesterday regarding the 28 pages. If you did not see or hear about that, the CBS news department has gotten wind of 28 pages that were supposed to be published as part of the 9/11 report, which were held back thanks to George Bush. And it turns out now... Mm-hmm. That the reason they were held back is because of the Bush family connection to the Saudis. And what really the 28 pages says, they have not been released, but I'm expecting, I think there's going to be enough political pressure to release them, that the Saudis were up to their mickey in the September 11th. Never mind, hello, duh, that 19 of the hijackers were from Saudi Arabia, but the money that came in... And the way they colored the report to say no senior Saudi officials were involved. Well, of course they weren't senior officials. They were telling the younger kids who were working for them in the various departments to do this, that, or the other thing. And they were funneling the dough. So the fact that people always are so interested in protecting, or the Bushes and their ilk trying to protect the Saudis, baloney. The Saudis are as dirty as the day is long, and that's what that report is about. And by the way, they're much more lunatics. The Saudis are lunatics when it comes to their religious beliefs en masse, much more stringent than many other of the countries in the Middle East. And so, you know, the fact of the way they treat women, it's like being in the Dark Ages, for God's sakes, when you're there. And women get chastised. I had somebody tell me a couple of weeks ago they'd gone over to Saudi Arabia. And I think there was sort of a reference to that in the movie that Tina Fey was in a month or so ago about covering yourself up.
Oh, yeah. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the day-to-day thing over there.
Of course.
You got to cover yourself up. Well, what kind of... why is that important to a particular religious belief? Am I just a naive Westerner? What does it make what clothes you wear as to what you hold as a material religious belief? Doesn't make any sense to me. If I want to wear sneakers to church, I wear sneakers to church. Or if I want to wear a farm shirt.
What just happened here?
I couldn't go with narrative, but I'm just giving you...
How do we get the farm shirts in church?
51 after a good day.
I'm blacked out.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed.
I don't want to buy anything,
process anything sold, bought, processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that.
The greatest movie ever.
Is this John Cusack? Is that
yes, it is.
The greatest.
Rich's man crush.
Yeah, he is my man crush. Absolutely.
I know he is.
All right, more. Say anything. All right, go ahead.
Say anything, yeah.
I got a question. You guys know so much about women. How come you're here, like, a gas and sip on a Saturday night, completely alone, drinking beers? No women anywhere.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. So you do this. Nobody really thinks it's going to work, do they?
We start movie moments with movie music. This is Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes, from the movie Say Anything, which was the number one movie during this week in 1989, baby. 1989. Hunga bunga.
Who doesn't remember the scene with him, with the ghetto blaster over his head and the trench coat on?
No, it's iconic. It was a pop culture moment for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
What does that say about our country? That's a pop culture moment.
Good. It is.
All right. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man. We're going to talk about the new Star Wars movie, Rogue One, and explain to Roberto why this is important, plus another trailer that is getting a lot of attention. So stand by for that next year on Good Day.
Every Monday morning, 75 million music fans worldwide receive Discover Weekly, a two-hour personalized playlist of songs from Spotify, the streaming music service. Through a combination of finely honed algorithms and human curation, Spotify delivers a playlist that matches each listener's personal preferences. Spotify trends expert Shannon Cook.
Spotify's Discover Weekly finds music that you will love, whether it was recorded 40 years ago or just last month. Our technology is so advanced, if a musician is doing something only 20 people in the world will appreciate, we will find those 20 people.
Discover Weekly has been so successful that Spotify recently launched Fresh Finds. Each Wednesday, Fresh Finds serves up songs from undiscovered bands poised to capture the world's interest.
Spotify gives you the best listening experience possible, whether that's finding new artists you love or suggesting songs that fit your personal music tastes. We've got you covered.
For more information about Spotify's Discover Weekly and Fresh Finds, headlines, go to Spotify.com.
All right, 56 after the hour on Good Day. The video of the day last Friday at DougStephan.com was the trailer for the next Star Wars movie. We haven't had time to discuss this, Chucker, with you. Yesterday, I think we played a bit of it, and Roberta was not understanding of why we need to have another Star Wars movie. It's called Making Money and Profits, and Disney will be one of these.
Disney shareholders.
Right, exactly. All right. So here's the trailer.
State your name for the record.
Jyn Erso.
Forgery of imperial documents. Possession of stolen property. Aggravated assault. Resisting arrest.
On your own from the age of 15. Reckless, aggressive, and undisciplined.
This is a rebellion, isn't it? I rebel.
Alright.
We have a mission for you.
So, this movie takes place before the first Star Wars movie, A New Hope, from 1977.
Right.
So explain to Robert and everybody else who doesn't quite get this. They're going to have, like, the movie last year, which was just a new...
There's like a prequel, then a sequel, then a prequel again.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Okay, The Force Awakens was a direct sequel to the original trilogy, and they're currently filming another sequel to that. So that's one entry in the Star Wars universe. This movie is what you call a standalone movie, which means it's a Star Wars movie outside that original universe, which means this one may not have a sequel. It'll just be a one-shot deal that tells one story. I like the fact that they're going with another female lead, Felicity Jones, who is Stephen Hawking's wife in The Theory of Everything. She's a really good actress.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to do a bunch of standalone movies. Like they might do a Yoda movie, The Origin of Yoda, for one film. They're just going to pick different things to do standalone movies,
so,
and then they're going to continue the original series.
Doug, if you watch the Disney Channel, the kids' channel, there are, well, three or four or five, whatever, cartoons.
They're pretty good, too.
Yeah, they are very good, that tell the story of Star Wars. I mean, somebody has written this story for 100 years.
Yeah,
in 100 different directions, and they could go forever with the storyline.
Endless.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Endless stuff.
Well, I think the most what a lot of fans look at it. Who's directing these films? This one's going to be directed by Gareth Edwards, who did the Godzilla reboot a few years ago. Technically, the guy's brilliant. We'll see how he tells the story. I mean, I like that film, but the central lead character in Godzilla was awful. So bottom line, the trailer looks good. It's certainly well made, and the anticipation will be very high.
There you go, Roberta. There's your explanation. 59 past the hour. Chuck Curry here with us on Good Day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.